Although we applaud you.
Unanimously as a first reading. In the interim, I'm sure you're aware, it allows that its membership meetings to allow them to confirm with the USDA that this agreement does not adversely at all impact its loan agreement. The SLAL board has approved it, and we are here tonight to turn this over to Mayor and you for final action.
We do have a number of the SLAL board with us this evening. If they're going to refer any comments, it's still true. So we'll look for if any member of council has any clarifying questions for Mr. Kenyon before we turn to the public comment. Seeing none. If you are a member of the public here in council chambers tonight and wish to speak on this item, please move forward to the podium, and you will have up to 3 minutes to speak, starting with your name and address for the record. And they're all looking at you.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm Ken Gary, and I live at 4217 Southeast 133rd Street in North Bend. And this is all kind of we started this process from the early 2000s, and then in 2004 we were having negotiations at that point, and things broke down. And glad to see that it's finally coming to fruition, and I appreciate the SLAL board supporting this. And this was the best interest of all of us, I think.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Seeing none. For an introduction.
I'm
sorry.
If you give us a second, we can hear the people on the computer, so we're going to type in to see if anyone would like to speak, even though they can't hear us. So if you give us a minute to see if anyone would like to speak, I think we can make it work, even though they can't hear us. We can still communicate through the chat.
Give us 60 seconds. Just as a reminder for those of you that are here in chambers or maybe able to hear the recording later, we are providing virtual, really when it's working, as a courtesy to the public. However, under state law, we have an obligation to do so.
Yes, I am a friend of certified public agencies that provide that need to bless this work. Excited about it, wanted to happen. I don't know what happened between that time and now that it didn't such a contentious issue. I think it's a positive movement for the city of North Bend and the surrounding area, and look forward to it passing, getting signed, and excited that it's actually going. Hopefully we're going to know that there was a lot of misinformation going about as to why this was happening. But if this is something that's been in work for over 20 years, and when we first got started, there's a lot of work that's very much forward. I remember sitting in finance meeting, and we're sitting there discussing rates and what we were going to charge. And from that point, when something happened, and we went the wrong way. So this is a long time coming. I'm encouraged by it. I'm glad to do it, and I look forward to a fruitful relationship with South Oakland Board as well.
Thank you. Council, who else? Ms. Coleman.
So, when I began running for council, that was the first thing that got brought up, was water. And ever since that day, that's all I've been educated on is the two different water purveyors. And how do we get mitigation water, and how important it is to keep the river safe and environmentally sound. And so I would just like to say, I would like to acknowledge that this water agreement is a very hot button topic, and there are a lot of passionate people that are for it, and a lot of passionate people that were against it. And at the end of the day, I believe this agreement is beneficial for both water entities. It's good for Salal, it's good for the city, it's good for the river, and all the government body agrees. It's been a long time coming, and it's not easy arriving at this agreement. And I want to thank you all, the board members from the city and the law, for staying strong and voting for what ultimately is the best for North Bend.
Thank you. Mr. Rosen?
Sure. Okay, well, we started this kind of this precedent. It's been a long time. thank you, Salah. You guys have had a very difficult time, and I think we all appreciate what you've gone through. Sometimes doing the right thing is difficult. So thank you. I said it before, I'll say it again, and hopefully this will be the last time I'll talk about it. I feel like oftentimes this water issue has gotten mixed in with growth, and people have almost weaponized water to be the tool to stop growth. And while I think everyone here knows where I stand on growth, I also understand that water is never the correct tool for that. There are other tools and proper tools, things like policy, zoning, density, and so forth. But water is not the tool. Water gives us the ability, for instance, to have a vibrant commercial district. That commercial growth will give us a better tax base. But the city still, to this day, relies on commercial taxes more than residential taxes. We are very blessed as residents to have that commercial base. We want to be able to attract future commercial projects to this town. Therefore, we need to have water. And also, it's important that future councils and future residents have a choice of what they may want to do. Maybe 10 years from now, these folks, everyone wants a tunnel. You have to give that future council that option to decide what to do with it. So, therefore, removing water would be the worst thing to do, because it would take away choices, and I think choices are important, and I think the residents of the valley deserve to have those choices moving forward. So for that reason, I thank everyone. Rob, fantastic job. I know how hard you worked at this. Ken, long haul, thank you for all of that. Mike, been there since the beginning. Thank you, and once again, Salah, thank you for making those difficult choices. I know that was not easy. And look forward to getting this done tonight. Well done, Rob. Well done.
Thank you. Ms. Miller?
My colleagues have spoken eloquently, and I agree with every one of you. All your points do not hold new to me. They're very powerful, and I appreciate each one of you speaking into that tonight. I also want to say thank you to all who put the efforts out. You know, we can over there in the corner. And all who worked hard to make this come to fruition, as we're seeing this historic event occur right now. I want to thank all the council, the mayor, our staff as well, and certainly Mr. Lau, where you have come through a lot of fire, and I can't imagine how you sustain that, but I'm very appreciative of that, and I think this is a win-win. I'm certainly holding tight to that, and we are tasked with looking towards the future, and it begins now, and we shouldn't be so scared anymore. We should just go forward and do the best we possibly can for each other and for all. That's our job. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor. For me, this one way to characterize it, this is, was an existential threat, both to property owners in Slough and to the health and well-being of the community of North Bend forever, the entire community. And I have much respect and gratitude for all of those who have persevered to get this to this point, and much respect for all of those who have courage to stick by it and make sure it's done. And in this situation, at least right now, it feels crisis is averted because of those two things, perseverance and courage. So I applaud you, the Slough Board. It was not easy. We hear all the talk, rumors, everything, and how things went down. So thank you very much for your courage, for believing in the community of North Bend, for sticking by something that's important, and thank you all for the city of North Bend and the legacy steers and leaders of our community, and as it goes up to the sky, I'm thanking God as well. So thank you all for sticking to it, and it was only doable through perseverance and courage. So thank you all.
Mr. Johnson. I'll add hard work and intention to the words. Right, I am the shortest serving member here. I have lived this. I came in late, but it's clearly in the best interest of all involved. It speaks of compromise. I haven't heard that word yet, but no one is getting everything they want in here. Just to be real clear about it, and that's the nature of the beast, and that's why the NSE is being supported, because people did come together. What unites us is so much greater than that which in any way divides us. There are forces at play on the planet. I mean, it is dry. The world is dry. The planet is dry, and we need to face the future together and united in things that lead to betterment for all of us living in community here, as opposed to being at odds for reasons that may go back. But well into Kent administration, I am impressed that you're here to see this through, and I find it very exciting, and just want to acknowledge again the hard work and attention and compromise that has gotten us to this point, and all the parties involved, I thank you.
Thank you. Council, before I call for a vote, I do, as you would suspect, have a few comments of my own, and I apologize for their length ahead of time. You got some folks to thank. In 2019, I commented to a reporter, and I was actually reminded of this by a member of the Slough Board. Water is a highly charged and incredibly complex issue. We have the benefit of two water suppliers. Our responsibility is to ensure our economic and environmental health is sustained, and I'll do that. I believe this is to be true as now as ever. Frankly, looking back on 3.5 years in office and the roughly 20 years preceding that, during which reaching a water supply agreement between Slough and the city has been in discussion, my bold closing comment was a somewhat arrogant statement to make. Yet through the incredibly dedicated and hard work of many, here we are. So yes, I personally put in hundreds of hours over the past 3 years to get to this point, but so too did many others, and I want to give thanks to those who worked toward finding the win-win-win represented by this agreement. And I'm sure I will overlook some for that, and I apologize up front. The saga of the water right of the kind, of the right place at the right time, began as a conscious effort back in the 90s. Mayor Cannon came into office faced with a water moratorium, worked tirelessly to secure new water rights, and that included a plan for a cooperative agreement with Slough. It came so close several times, yet eluded him and City Administrators Duncan Wilson and Lonnie Lundell, who all worked toward it throughout this time in office. So it was not for a lack of trying or caring, I assure you. Many lawyers were involved, of course more than one being too many. Devoted effort throughout time. Tom Gores for the city was there from the start, as was Dick Johnson for Slough. Both were instrumental in the arcane water rights laws constraining our work. Many others through time, including most recently, of course, Mike Kenyon, who has been my negotiating partner throughout this time since I took office. My staff support, including Dave Miller, my senior advisor, Mark Rigos, along with Don Berg and Ted Stonebridge. So critical to me, and so patient on water infrastructure systems and delivery, trying to teach me. Many, many subject matter experts were involved in hydrology and engineering, including Russ Porter, Michael Johnson from GNO, Nicole Dina Nueva from Gore, and many others. And here I want to pause just a moment in recognition to say, when I knew we had it figured out, that we were going to reach this moment. The aha moment came during a presentation by GNO not very long ago, really. And most of you have seen it by now. And it was one slide, and that slide was labeled Availability of Water for Mitigation. And in that slide, a picture being worth a thousand words, because it showed in no uncertain terms that at no time, at the highest need for water supply and at the highest need for mitigation, were we even close to exhausting the capacity of the combined systems. That was it. I saw both negotiating teams relax when they saw that slide, because we knew it would work. So a few more thank yous. We received input, counsel, and support from the Snoqualmie Tribe, and along with Dan Cardwell from King County Utilities Technical Review Committee, Richard Rodriguez with the State Department of Health, and the Department of Ecology. I want to personally thank Senator Mark Mullett and State Representative Keith Gaynor, who took time away from their own Christmas holidays this past year to sit down with the negotiating teams and explain options and opportunities to us. The senator in particular got us through some difficult disagreements on contract language, and ultimately for incentivizing by reaching agreement by providing state funding that will largely offset the cost of the intertie infrastructure. And I, of course, want to call out and thank my council, who have unanimously supported and backed these efforts throughout this time with solid input, with grace, and with budget support that at times was rather uncomfortable and painful to commit. And I want to thank the Slough Water Association Board and the majority of the general membership who were willing to listen, to learn, and ultimately support this agreement. I have to especially call out Dalen Baker and Joyce Himba, who, along with their legal counsel, led negotiations that were sometimes tense, rarely easy, and were even called to a halt more than once. Yet they kept the focus, and we found the trust in each other to find the path forward. So I thank you both. As it's no overstatement to say that we would not be here today without you standing up for your association. This is the water supply agreement, this partnership between Slough Water Association and the City of North Bend ensures that every property owner, every resident, every business in our joint service area has access to water. It is an essential right and expectation we jointly have a responsibility to deliver. This agreement is good from economic, environmental, and legal rights perspective. This agreement is positive in many ways, including from the environmental point, because we are both committed to proactively addressing water conservation and therefore being mindful of continued climate change. From an emergency standpoint, because when, not if, a natural catastrophe results in a major water main break, the improved infrastructure confined water service areas would now be assured of access to public water wherein they currently do not. Where the city completes a technical checkmark with the Department of Ecology permit, the right ROE is its known, for an additional mitigation water source, and for so long it secures access to city water that allows them to fully meet their obligations under state law for making available water to all property owners in their service area. And customers, current customers, need to understand who pay the sewer and water bills, because the upgraded replacement financing model for paying for these facilities relies on impact fees from commercial development applications to offset a large portion of those costs, without which existing customers would foot the whole bill. It's a good solution that maintains Salal as an independent business while both of us meet public requirements in water districts. Council, I'm looking for you to pass this agreement so I can sign on the dotted line. With that, motion before you is to approve AB 23-071, a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement for the wholesale supply of water with Salal Water Association as the final reading. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
are assigned, we are completely